Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:46, Tommy Tucker's off. I'm Dave Cohen, glad to be with you on this Tuesday morning, and glad to hear that the Saints are getting a couple of tight ends, at least back at practice. Will they play Sunday? Let's find out what our WWL Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak knows. Morning, Jeff.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How was your time in Buffalo?
Yeah, it was nice. It was warm. You know, it's funny because, you know, it's a lot cooler than it is in New Orleans, but when you talk about standing out in the sun for 3 hours, I don't do that a lot watching football games. It's like a brisk 55 degrees in a Superdome. So, like, the experience of actually playing football or watching football in the field in 75 degrees, you know, you sweat a lot. But no, it's nice up there. I understand why they appreciate the climate so much.
Did you get any wings?
I did. And I think it's kind of like when I get like real maple syrup, it's like, yeah, but I'm so used to the, you know, my junky maple syrup that it doesn't even like impact me. I'm like, eh. But no, it's good. They're called Buffalo wings for a reason, right?
Yeah. So you got to do it, right? At least as an appetizer while you're in Buffalo.
Right.
Sadly, the Saints couldn't pick up a win while there, but it really felt like that they were just two or three plays away, that if two or three plays in that game go their way, the drop touchdown in the end zone, the interception on the trick play, the missed tackle on Buffalo's rushing touchdown, if two of those three plays go the other way, the Saints leave Buffalo with a victory.
Yeah, you know, it was a situation going in where, you know, I kind of said, hey, you need to run the ball really effectively because that's a bad run defense, like that. The statistics showed that. And the Saints did. They ran for, I think, 189 yards, and they did it from the jump. It was their plan, and they executed it. And so, you know, step one accomplished, right? Step two was you kind of got to just play perfect the rest of the way. Like, when you have opportunities, you have to take advantage of them. And there was just a few too many missed opportunities to win that game. You gave yourself a chance by running the ball the way you did. You missed that chance by, like you said, you know, I identified, like, seven or eight kind of hinge opportunities that if they went differently, and you didn't even need all of them, you needed like half of them, right? If Pete Werner could hang on to that interception, if Spencer and Cooks can connect in the end zone, if Cole Bishop doesn't make an incredible play. When you go back and watch that, Cole Bishop, the safety for the Bills, makes an incredible play to have any idea what's even going on that trick play. Because here's the thing, the Saints have never run that play before. That's not a play the Bills were sitting there in the middle of the week scouting. They only knew what it was because it's a famous play that was run in the Super Bowl, or at least Cole only knew what it was. So I guarantee you he's going to have a bruise from all the pats on the back he gets in team meetings this week. But no, and I think the positive way to look at it is, hey, this is a team that's coming off one of its worst loss in a long time, one of its worst losses, and bounced back really well in a rough environment against a really good team. The negative way to look at it is, yeah, we've said this before, right? Just a couple plays away. It's a little different because you were two touchdown underdogs and you pushed a team that a lot of people are expecting to be in the Super Bowl, and you had a chance to take the lead in the fourth quarter. So I don't know. I think it can be kind of a positive thing to build on as long as you build on it. Right. And that's why these next two games against the Giants and the Patriots are so important.
Yeah. No such thing as a good loss, I don't think, but showing progress in redeveloping and rebuilding a team can be a good thing. Maybe a good thing that the Saints are getting a couple of key players back in practice this week. We'll get details on that from Jeff when we come back here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh. Jeff Nowak's got an article on our website at WWL.com titled Saints Tight Ends Foster Moreau Taysom Hill Set to Return to Practice After Long Injury Absences. That has got to be welcome news to the ears of the Who Dat Nation, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't get too excited quite yet. You know, the way IR and the PUP lists work is once you miss the minimum amount of games, so it's four games in this case, then you have a 21-day window to get them back to practice. So that's a good thing. You get them back out there. You get them back working. But you got to remember, both of these guys haven't been on the field since last season for a practice, right? You got a new offense. You got a whole new scheme. They've been working in the background. They've been going to classes, and you know they've been doing a lot of that. But there's a lot that has to happen between now and when they get back on the field. So I wouldn't expect to see either of those guys in week five. That's the long way of saying that. I think Foster Moreau is probably a little closer than Taysom. So maybe week six for Foster, if everything goes well. And that's kind of where you're at with these guys right now, is you want them to get back out there, get through some practices, avoid any setbacks, make sure those, because they're both dealing with knee injuries, make sure those knees are holding up. But that's a good thing for this team, just because, you know, the tight end group, I think, has played fine. But you've just gotten lucky with the fact that there hasn't been any injuries that have forced you to really kind of scrape the bottom of the barrel there. So the depth at that position will be interesting. And we still don't know what Taysom Hill's role is going to look like. So, you know, that'll be when, if and when he gets out on the field, that'll be interesting to see as well.
So against the Giants in a fourth and goal situation on the 1 yard line, you don't expect to see Taysom Hill leading the tush push just yet.
I'd like to. That 2-point conversion against the Bills, it really felt like, man, if Taysom Hill was around, he'd be in there, and I think he'd probably score or at least get the 2 points. I think it'll be really fascinating to see how they deploy him if and when he's out there, because he is a guy that can execute in those plays you imagine, although we haven't really seen him operate under center much at all over the last few years. So, no, it's good to see him out there. It's definitely a positive thing for this team. But they're gonna have to find a way to beat the Giants without him this week, I think.
Has Kellen Moore talked about what role he would like to see Taysom Hill play when he is healthy and ready to return to the field?
Yeah, he's been asked a few times. He's said a lot, but also not said much at all at the same time. Like, it does sound like he wants to incorporate him in some way. Just don't know exactly what that's gonna be. It doesn't really sound to me like he's gonna be a full-time tight end. Just because whenever he's talked about the tight end room, he's really talked about Foster Moreau and Juwan Johnson and Jack Stoll and these guys. So I wouldn't be surprised if his role kind of reverts to more of what it was back in like 2017, 2018, when he was kind of that deployment guy, that platoon guy for Drew Brees, when you wanted to run the ball between the tackles with the quarterback, that sort of thing. But we'll have to see. I mean, there's a lot of options, and Kellen Moore's offense does have the ability to, you know, rely on the quarterback a lot to run. We saw him do that with Jalen Hurts. So, you know, I think there will be some really interesting packages you can use Taysom as more of a quarterback and maybe an H-back.
Just a minute left with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak. The Saints come into this game hosting the Giants as 1.5-point favorites. That sounds about right to you?
I think so the Giants are favored in the game, I believe, or at least I think they opened as favorites. No, I think the Saints win this game. This Giants will be without Malik Nabers. I think there's a lot of pent-up aggression there. If they can block him up front, if they can slow down Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence, Kayvon Thibodeau, Brian Burns, which is not an easy task, but if they can do that, they win the game. If they allow those guys to wreck the game, then they're going to have a hard time.
And they do have a rookie quarterback, so you got to imagine that the Saints defense is licking their chops.
Oh, no question, no question. But he is going to run, so you're going to have to chase him down.
All right. Well, we look forward to the Saints getting back to practice tomorrow and reading what you have to say all week long and then listening to you on the sidelines on Sunday in the Superdome. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks, Dave.
Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and our columnist at WWL.com for all things Saints. I'm Dave Cohen. When we come back, the president has laid down the line on peace in the Middle East. Will it work? We'll talk about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.